Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week 8.
Yep.
Start off with how we did. How'd you do?
I believe I split. I went 2-2 again. the Chiefs, man. God. Andy Reid. Really pisses me off. I needed 10 points out of Isaiah Pacheco.
And they get two touchdowns to
Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt. They get down to the one, and Kareem Hunt. If it's not within the two-yard line, Kareem Hunt sucks as a running back.
Yep.
I get that he fits their system, and he's a good blocker, which keeps him on the field. But as soon as they get into the red zone, he's the only running back out there,
yep.
And it's real frustrating. And then Pacheco took a nasty hit towards the end of that game, and I immediately cut him after the game because, F-U-C-K that dude. I cut him so quick. Like I said, I needed 10. I think I got 5 maybe. And they scored, 28 points or more? Did they score another touchdown? I can't remember if they got into 30. Yeah, but I mean, a game that, they're dominating.
Yeah. Well, they weren't in the first half.
Well, true, but, once they got up, there I was like, okay, maybe Pacheco get out there, get a couple runs, maybe a pass or two. And Mahomes, God, watching it, where Britt and I were folding laundry last night, and it's up there. I'm like, I know what's going to happen. They're going to get down to the one. And it's going to be Kareem Hunt. Sure enough, that's what it is. So, put up 200 points in my other dynasty league. I had started Joe Flacco, who had 23 or 24 in that league. And then I had James Cook and Breece Hall. And who else did I have? Oh, I had Dallas. I started 3 tight ends in that league because of buys and injuries. So
you scored 200 points.
Yep, Dallas Goedert, Tucker Kraft, and then I got 8 out of Kate Otten, who could have had a big game, but he was inches short on a touchdown. So
Well, I went 1-2. Unfortunately, my 1 was in the league that. The Yahoo League that you and I are in together. I won 147-146.
Yeah, I think you and I play each other this week.
We do. Yeah. Hopefully all my guys aren't on bye. Half of them are, I know. Yeah. I went in and I saw the matchup before I changed anything, and it was 75-72.
Yeah, I literally just before we started, I swap my lineup around a little bit. Yeah. So.
I mean, I'm up to 120 something by just, and I still don't have a defense. So I'll have to pick one of those up. But I lost in my 33 year league. Yeah. I was going against Jonathan Taylor and Tucker Kraft. Oof. I mean, those two accounted for 66% of his points or something.
Yeah.
And he had 103 or 101, and I had 85, but I was without Jahmyr Gibbs, it wasn't a good week. I mean, I had that's a decent point total. You get to 100, you should win every time. So 85 was good.
Yep,
just not good enough. Yeah. So, and then in our dynasty league where I'm trying to lose, I set a horrible lineup. And
somebody said a worse one.
No. Luckily I lost.
Oh, you did?
He had 3 players going into the last into last night, including Mahomes. And Mahomes started out really slowly.
Yeah.
And I was winning 87-75 or something. And I'm sitting there going, there is no way I should win this game. I mean, my problem was I had Troy Franklin. There were a couple of guys that ended up playing well.
Yep.
That probably should not have. I mean, Troy Franklin, what did he have? 2 touchdowns? Yeah, 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns, which Troy Franklin I picked up earlier in the week and then dropped him on Saturday because they elevated Christian Watson. Yeah.
Should have stayed with Troy Franklin.
He wouldn't have made it into my lineup anyways, but yeah.
Remember, so. It'd be nicer to have him right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, luckily I lost that. You and I made a trade. I was trying to help you out.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, there's the other one. Savion Williams had a touchdown for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play Kraft. I didn't play Aronde Gadsden intentionally so that I would lose. And, I mean, had I played either of those guys or both of them, I probably would have won.
Yeah.
That's how bad it
was. Well, Wentz is now on IR. Out for the year with shoulder surgery. So.
Yep. Oh, I didn't put him on here either. I should have.
So there's our first injury.
Yep. Carson Wentz is out. They said that, you know, someone was giving him crap, and I just sat there and I thought to myself, what, you know, this guy is in obvious pain.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got, well, and J.J. McCarthy's supposed to be back this week, so.
Yeah, he was their emergency quarterback, I think, this week. Yeah, so
after
he was
Rosmer or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Or yeah, Boomer. A kid out of Minnesota, I believe. Like, University of Minnesota, I think he played, so.
Yeah, it was interesting. I forget which game we were watching. We were watching the Packer game, and they were doing the introductions, and Keanu Benton goes, went to some high school in Janesville, and I was like, yeah, baby. Shelly goes, he's from Wisconsin? I said, he went to Wisconsin, too.
Yep.
He's a rookie this year,
half
right?
of Keanu Benton? No, he's like...
Last year?
Second or third year.
I think
even.
This is his second, if this is...
Well, half of the Steelers' defense is... From Wisconsin. Badgers. Yeah. Badgers. So.
Next up, we've got Luther Burden III in concussion protocol. I don't know that that's a big deal with all the. Well, with two things. With the horrible passing job that Caleb Williams is doing, and then, you know, you've got Roma Dunze, you've got DJ Moore, you've got.
Rome had a good. He had a good. Week 7 for like 114 or something like that. No touchdown, but still a good week. But
yeah, especially in PPR. Mm-hmm. So next up we have Quinshon Judkins.
Judkins.
week to week with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, that one sucks. I mean, because he was, you know, if he had, especially in like a redraft, if you had drafted him and held him, you know, and then they get to week... whatever, and he's finally playing, you know, full go and looks great and has been great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he kind of hoped that it is just a, you know, he missed whatever, however much of the last game where he sat out the rest of the game and then he'll be back next week. But, you know,
this coming week, you think?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. No. I mean, it says week to week.
Well, just because I write week to week doesn't mean it means anything. Next up, we have Cam Scadaboo. Out for the season, going to have surgery on the ankle. Didn't see it. Ugh. Don't want to see it.
Yeah, I saw it a couple times. They showed they replayed it on Red Zone.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me about it.
They didn't replay it in like the main game broadcast, but it was a bad throw by Dart. It was behind him, and when he reached back, the defender kind of tackled him and came down.
With his good.
Leg underneath him
good.
And
good
pop and yeah. And it almost looked like for a second that dude is—he's a psychopath. It almost looked like he wanted to grab it and pop it back in. So
I've done that with fingers and stuff, but not an ankle.
Yeah, no, this was bad. I think he had emergency surgery.
Yeah.
Or I mean,
there.
Yes, technically emergency. Yeah, in Philly.
Yeah.
You know, because I think when it's that bad, they're worried about. You know, you're looking at, you know, you don't want to have a Alex Smith situation you know, infections.
And the interesting stuff thing like is that usually, I mean, like when I broke my ankle and dislocated it, I had to wait for a couple of days for the swelling to go down. And I was skating at the time. So the boot that I left the skate on to the emergency room.
Yep.
And because I didn't want it to balloon out, and they still said, "Well, you're going to have to come back, and we'll take another X-ray and see how bad it is." And I didn't end up needing surgery, but I'm surprised that
It was, again, you don't want to know. I mean, it was gross when mm-hmm. they replayed it. It was gross. And with how dislocated it looked to be, I'm sure that
How was it compared to Chris Godwin's?
I don't think I ever saw Godwin's.
Godwin's was frickin' turned the other way.
Yeah.
His toes were... No.
So he was on his chest...
And his foot should have been like this, and his foot was like this.
That's essentially what, yeah. So he had the ankle bone. I mean, his foot was gross.
So you're going to see probably Tyrone Tracy. You're going to see
Singletary.
Yep. Possible, pickups this week. I didn't put him on here because... Well, I should
I think Tracy would be a fine, pickup if he's available.
Right.
Because he was
in our 16
And even then, he was, in redraft was drafted because there was the question mark.
Right.
If, Scatterbrew was going to be good enough to take over.
But I went with Marks from Houston.
Yeah.
Drafted him and had to drop him to make room for
the week that he exploded.
Well, no, I had to drop him week two mm-hmm. because Kittle went out.
Yep.
And instead of keeping a who mm-hmm. knows what running back, well, I wish I had him now. I had to pick up a player, and you know how in a 16-team league, there's no one available. So I picked up Ravens. Justice Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. 2 yards rushing or receiving or something. So, one of those two guys might be worth your while. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley, day-to-day with a groin injury. He's playing it down, but...
They had said that if the game was close, he would have come back in to play. But, I mean, he had a monster game. I can't remember. That was, pretty early, it was that first drive, he ripped a 60-something yard touchdown, and then he ended up catching another touchdown later in the game. And
there should be rules against that. These 3 touchdown games have got to stop, especially for JT.
Well, Taylor's was second play, 80 yards to the house. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
I mean.
Actually, it wasn't the second play. It was the second play of a drive. I think it was the second or third drive because I think they already had a touchdown. And because I was okay, because they had thrown a pass to someone else or something for their first touchdown. And then all of a sudden, he just, boom. And I'm like, well, there goes that game.
Yep.
So if Saquon is out, you're talking possibly Tank Bigsby.
I mean, he was the guy immediately. When Saquon came out and Bigsby had over 100 yards too.
Yeah, he ripped
a couple big runs.
Yeah,
it's
interesting. Studs this week: James Cook plus 21.2, 19 rushes, 216 yards, and 2 TDs. So just over right around 11 yards a carry and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's been so good. They kind of Like 2 weeks leading up to the bye, they almost he had 2 down games compared to what he had started out for the first 3 weeks, where he was far and away the number one fantasy running back. He kind of tried going back. Seemed like to let Allen really sling it. I mean, he only he had 19 rushes, which is that's a decent total, but you get. A true number one, they're getting 20-plus carries and a couple catches. You know, he didn't have any receptions in the game
either.
Yeah, no targets, so they're, he's been so good. It's nice to see somebody who got paid.
Yeah.
Not all that he wanted, because he was asking for too much, but it's nice to see him get paid and actually perform.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see, guys get paid, and then the next year it's, not as good. And so
next up, Breece Hall, plus 18.4, 18 rushes, 133 yards, and 2 touchdowns. two receptions on three targets, 14 yards, one pass for 4 yards and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. that won me the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I had those two guys. I've got those two guys on my dynasty roster that I scored 200 with.
Yep.
In that league, which that's if you score like 170, 180 in that league, that's like a guaranteed win. Yeah. No matter, I think the next closest person in that league was like 147 or something like that. So yeah, I mean, having those two guys this week was great. I mean, Breece Hall, you know, and I got him in dynasty for Kendre Miller in a first, one first. Which is probably going to be a late round first with my roster. So basically for nothing, almost. Yeah. You know, Kendre Miller obviously had the ACL. He's you know, done for the season. And, you know, we'll see about next year. But, you know, so basically got a steal. And, you know, makes me wonder if they were hoping that this game would happen with him so that boosts his real life trade value.
Right.
Because I think we could still see him go somewhere else.
I agree.
You know, I mean, like... They didn't need it, but
they're honestly, 1-7.
Yeah, honestly, to me, the Chiefs would be the spot for Breece Hall. I mean, if the Chargers, Houston, yeah. If I was Breece, I would really want to go to the Chiefs.
Oh, so would but, I.
Yeah,
yeah.
it depends on Pacheco's knee, but you know, they send Pacheco in a pick or two or something like that over. You know, I'm sure the Jets, they might jump all over it.
Right, but right.
We'll see. There's a couple spots that he could end up. He could just stay in New York. Who knows?
Yep.
So
next we have a tie between Jonathan Taylor and Tucker Kraft, both plus 18.29. I don't know how that happens, but Taylor, 12 rushes, 153 yards, two tutties, two catches on two targets, 21 yards and another touchdown. Disgusting.
I think he's the MVP right now.
I don't think so.
I think he's the MVP right now.
I don't think so.
Why?
I think his teammate is.
You think Daniel Jones is the MVP?
Yep, as of right now.
So I was talking about this in our one group chat with all my buddies.
Only because they, you know, it's been since...
The MVP is the...
Adrian Peterson is the
best quarterback. Yeah. Right. It's the best quarterback. But, you know, and people are you know, you hear is like, oh, well, you look at what Saquon did last year.
I would have voted for Saquon.
Yeah. You know that Saquon last year had 15 rushing touchdowns?
Okay.
For the whole season?
Okay.
It's week 8, and JT has 14 rushing touchdowns. Just rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, and he's on pace for over 2,200 yards right now. So if he does that and does, and say he ends up with 20 to 25 rushing touchdowns and doesn't win the MVP, they need to throw that award in the garbage.
Agreed. I mean, I thought Saquon should have won it last year.
Yeah.
And then they sat Saquon in game 18, well, their 17th game, week 18. And he would have broken the record, which, you know, I sit there and I go, records aren't everything, but man, give the guy a chance.
Yeah.
If Jonathan Taylor breaks that record this year, and like you said, has all those touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you.
No.
I'm just telling you right now, he's not the favorite to win the MVP.
It's probably Mahomes.
I don't think it's Mahomes either.
I think, you know.
I think it's Daniel Jones because...
It's the front runner for MVP?
Yeah.
We'll have to look after this, but my guess is Mahomes because it's the NFL and
they love Mahomes. they love Casey.
Yeah.
Next up, Tucker Kraft. Like we said, 7 catches on 9 targets, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was a monster yak.
Yeah. So in the one show they do like puns for all the players, like for the studs and duds, and somebody said that Tucker Kraft was Tucker Yak crafted.
Yep.
Yak and cheese.
I mean, it's amazing how, I mean, there were, I think, the touchdown and another play where he went off for like 25 to 40 yards after the catch.
Yeah.
I think they said that of that 143, like 113 were yards after catch.
Yeah, he's and that's kind of been his MO. That's been his MO since he like had his first breakout game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's obviously like I said, we're joking about the yards after catch and everything, but I mean that's kind of his thing. The dude just refuses to go down.
Yep.
And he whatever with him and Jordan Love, they have that connection that he can find a spot. I mean that one that, you know, Jordan was getting pressured on the side, and he just
you mean the offensive pass interference?
Yes, there was some shove off, but you know, I mean, there's he had no business catching that ball.
Oh, right,
you know,
right.
And then well, also he had running
no,
after,
he had but, no business being in the right position to be able to catch the ball.
So you know, I mean, he's great. You know, it would be nice if obviously not 143 yards and two touchdowns, but you know, I really, you know, I mean, like I said, we don't have like that. True stud receiver.
I think Golden is going to turn into that.
But I think like there's no reason that Kraft shouldn't have 9 targets, you know, between 6 and 10 targets every week. You know, he should be getting that and 80 yards, and a touchdown every single week, whatever you got to do to get him there, because when he has games like this, the team looks amazing.
Yeah. You know? It's funny because, you know, I went out and I think I picked up Kraft or I drafted Kraft instead of who's 88?
Musgrave. Yeah.
Because you could tell after, you know, I get Musgrave got hurt, but you could tell that outside of, I mean, I still remember Kraft's first foray onto the field and he completely biffed on a block. And I'm sitting there going, you are not going to be playing much if you can't make that block. Because he was cutting, he was coming in, and he just missed it. Guy tackles our running back in the backfield, and it's like, I don't know what you were thinking. Yeah. But you know, the pass catching, much better. And he's turned into a decent blocker, too.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got R.J. Harvey. Plus 17.49, 7 rushes, 46 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 reception on 1 target, 5 yards, and another touchdown. 3 touchdown games. Mm-hmm. What the? It's too much. I mean, that's 3 running backs that had 3 touchdowns, albeit one was a passing touchdown.
Yep. I mean, crazy. Harvey looked good in the game. You know, they,
well, so did Dobbins.
Yeah, well, it's against Dallas. Dallas's defense is literally the worst in the league. Like, they had the graphic up where they were last place in basically every category. Yeah. But, yeah, Dobbins looked great as well. You know, so, you know, if you have R.J. Harvey, you know, it's been tough in redraft because he hasn't, you know, this was his first kind of, you know, boom game.
Right.
But it was still only 7 rushes.
Right.
I mean, the one
eight,
it was...
8 targets.
Yeah, the one he, you know, most of his yards came on the one touchdown. It was like 20-something yards that he had. It was like 21 or 22-yard touchdown, you know, and then the rest, you know, not a whole lot. But you get, you get the 3 touchdowns, and obviously, you know, and with a lower projection, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they were probably projecting him at about 2 or 3 points, and you get 19 or whatever, well... Shit, he got 18 from his touchdowns. So, so let's see.
He had 18, projected.
18, 18, 22, 23.1. So, they had him at almost 5.5 points. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got our duds, starting with Bijan Robinson, -17.61, 9 rushes, 25 yards. 3 of 3 on passing, on receiving, and 23 more yards. Is Smith back there? Wait, no.
Arthur Smith?
Yeah, no. Is he back in Atlanta?
Yeah, it was such a weird game. And, you know, I mean, I, in the Yahoo League where I needed Pacheco to get me 10 points, really who failed me was the Atlanta defense. Because the Atlanta defense, I mean, a pass defense, like schedule adjusted, were the best, I mean, fantasy schedule adjusted, the best pass defense for fantasy football. And they made Tua look like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, 4 touchdowns to Tua, who the week prior, granted the weather was absolutely horrible in that game against Cleveland, but, you know, 100 yards and three picks the week before, and you let him go for 200-something and four. It just, you know, and Atlanta was at home where they play much better.
Right.
You know, it's like night and day teams when they're on the road versus at home. So I don't know. That was just in the one, I can't remember if it was in our dynasty league or the other. I had Miami in for my defense because
I don't have defense.
Okay, so it must have been the other one. Yep. So I, you know, it was either that or it was in our Yahoo league. It was something. I was like, oh, Miami's defense. I was like, oh no. And they ended up doing fine. Yeah. You know, they ended up doing okay.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this is just that's a one-off for Bijan. He'll be obviously, you know, you're not worried about it. It hurts, especially with all the buys. And if you're thinking, oh, you know, get a smash spot against Miami's defense, who's been torched by running backs,
right?
You know, you get a smash spot like that and you get what you got, you know, that really hurts.
Yep. Next up, we've got the quad of quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield minus 15.21, 15 of 24 passing for 152 yards. Andy Dalton minus 12.55, 16 of 24, 175 yards, one interception, two rushes, 1 yard. Spencer Rattler minus 11.33, 15 of 21. He was actually halfway decent. He was right around 75%, but 136 yards, an interception, three rushes, 12 yards. Yep. And then Kirk Cousins minus 10.21, 21 of 31 for 173 yards, two rushes, two yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there were three or four more quarterbacks right behind those guys. I mean, it was you did well as a quarterback or you did poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dak was on there, I believe.
Well, yeah, Denver's defense is just, they're so good. I mean, I was playing, against Dak this week in the main Yahoo League, but, you know, every time I'd look up and Denver was just, swarming him and, they'd get down to the goal line and then they'd hand it off to Javonte Williams, which was, nice to see, but, I mean, obviously out of Andy Dalton, Spencer Rattler, and Kirk Cousins, I highly doubt anybody was, unless you were truly, truly in that bad of a position playing any of them.
Well, 16 team, six buys.
True.
I'm guessing that some of those may have played. I know Baker, maybe. I was playing against Baker.
Yeah, the Baker one, that one is a little scary too because, he missed quite a few throws that he normally makes. It's been 2 weeks now that he's been more inaccurate than we've seen him over the last like year and a half. Mm-hmm. He's missing a lot of throws that he makes easily. Igbuka, he ended up being okay. It wasn't great. Tez Johnson was okay, not great. Kate Otten again, okay, not great. Right. so it was just kind of middle of the pack. So.
Old Sean Tucker was decent though.
Yeah. Well, I got that touchdown after they failed like three downs in a row on the one.
Moving on to our waiver wire, we've got Troy Franklin. I've been touting him for what, 3-4 weeks now?
Yeah. He's always,
It's
like I said, we've talked about, him and Bo Nix played together at Oregon. So
they
have that connection.
And Cortland Sutton has not been performing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he had a major drop that hit him. I mean, it went through his hands, it hit him in the chest and bounced off. You're right. I mean, he's got that rapport built with Troy Franklin, and it can shift the other way so quickly.
Yep.
That's my fear, mm-hmm. is that all of a sudden Cortland Sutton turns hot and Troy Franklin disappears.
Yeah.
Or they try and work Mims in because he's a lightning bolt.
Yeah, I remember if he missed this week or if he got injured this week.
I think he something. Missed.
Yeah. So, if Mims is out and, Evan Ingram really hasn't done a whole lot. There's one game I played against him a couple of weeks ago in the Yahoo League where he PPR'd his way to a decent game. Mm-hmm. but, I mean, I... you know, yeah, Sutton's always been kind of up and down. He's always relied a lot on touchdowns and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, I think Franklin could be their big yardage guy because he's super fast. So he gets down the field, you know, really, really quick. And, you know, he's tall and lanky too. So he's a good target. So.
Just glad I ended up with him in our dynasty.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Did I draft him?
Probably.
Or did I pick him up?
I feel like he probably would have got drafted in a dynasty in a rookie draft, late round.
Because we only had three rounds this year. So maybe I did. Maybe I picked him because I was – am I – no, I'm not the defending champ, am I?
No.
So I was in – was I in second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Finished second this year. Because
you guys split the pot last year.
That's right. Yep. And the year before. And it's funny because I won it 1 year and he won it.
Yeah, I ain't splitting with nobody if I make it.
That's fine. I just both times I went in thinking there's a good chance I could lose this. Mm-hmm. And why take 25 or 50 of what do we have? 250?
Something like that, yeah.
Or is it 20? No, it's only 25. Yeah. 25. Yeah, it's like $250. Mm-hmm. And it all goes to first and second. Yeah. And it's like 50 and 200. I'd rather have 100 and a quarter than take my chances. Next, I've got Samaje Perine.
Interesting. I mean, you know, the Joe Flacco has, you know, I mean, they lost, but, you know, has seemed
not because of Flacco.
Yeah, not because of Flacco, but, you know, I mean, the defense is horrible. Brutal. But, I mean, Perine looked, he had a good game, had a touchdown. Looked good, but I mean, Chase Brown also the last two weeks has looked back to what he was last year. So, you know, I mean, Perine's always been one of those guys that he's just kind of hangs around and, you know, he's a vet, you know, probably really good locker room guy. So he hangs around and gets a lot of opportunity on those
2 minute offense.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yep. So, next up, Ollie Gordon the second.
Yeah, he was actually really involved this week. Yeah. I have to play him this week because of buys in Dynasty, I think in our league. I have to play him. But super involved. I mean, Achan's been great all season.
Yep.
You know, if that offense can, you know, get in a somewhat of a rhythm on any whatever weird week, you know, against a defense, like I said, that they shouldn't have been able to do that.
Right.
You know, I mean, he gets enough opportunities that he can have a viable day. And it's a great handcuff for Achan because he's never been the picture of health for an entire season.
But the interesting thing was Jalen Wright was so highly touted.
Yeah, because he was, I think, right when he come out of Tennessee. I can't remember.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he was like the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Ollie Gordon, you know, they talk about it like in 2022 or 2023 led all of college football in yardage, I think. Okay. He had the most yards in all college football. At that point, if he would have came out, he would have been a first round or early second round pick because, you know, obviously they don't value running backs depending on who you are.
Unless your name is Ashton Genty.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, he's got the talent. And,
or Bijan.
You know, yeah. The only thing is sometimes he looks a little slow out there, Ollie Gordon does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a bigger guy, obviously, than Achan, because Achan's not that big. But, you know, I mean,
I have a feeling
he seems a little slow.
But. I have a feeling that if Achan went down, it would be, who did I say?
Right.
Right, Jalen Wright, because isn't he more of a smaller, quicker back?
Yeah,
and they'd still probably share some, but I have a feeling that, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only problem with Wright is that anytime he's had opportunity, he's done horrible.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I mean they might try it 1 week if Achan were to go down, and then I think it
I have just a feeling. Ollie Gordon, I have a feeling he's trying too hard to impress. Because, you know, you get those chances and sometimes you overthink it and I don't know. Next up, Tank Bigsby for Saquon. In case Saquon misses more than just, you know, day to day or week to week for Quinshon.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he had a great game and, you know, saw some flashes last year when he was in Jacksonville. You know, seemingly at some point was, you know, the number one over ETN. And then they trade him to the Eagles for like a bag of peas.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Basically nothing. And, you know, turns out he might actually be a decent running back. You
well,
know?
And the interesting thing is Tootin's not getting any work there either. Mm-hmm. It's like they're...
Yeah, they've been really...
uber-focused.
Yeah. Lawrence has not been very good, no. And he's been forcing it a lot. You know, obviously Brian Thomas Jr.'s been probably the worst... One of the worst draft picks in the first two rounds this year for
redraft. Oh yeah,
You know, he's just been horrible. I mean, he's had a couple, you know, two decent games that you're actually happy with. Other than that, you know, it's been pretty disappointing. But watching the Jaguars, you know, like ETN's an amazing pass catching running back, and he's getting barely any targets on a given week because Lawrence refuses. I don't know what it is like with it seems like this year a lot of the quarterbacks are just refusing to use to go to the check down.
But
yeah. So I mean Bigsby, obviously if it's there and he's the starter, if Saquon does miss, I think it'll just end up being a lot of Jalen Hurts designed runs.
Maybe. I don't like putting my quarterback in that position. Yeah. But
Jalen Hurts doesn't seem to mind, so
okay. I don't think we have anything else. Trying to think, I didn't, you know, loser of the week, Jesse last week. I don't know of anyone. I mean, I was almost the loser of the week playing a loser lineup and almost winning. So, I mean, I think I ended up with 87 points or something. Yeah. And I mean, even the guy that I played last night, I don't even remember who it was. It was, you know, it's actually I had two guys going because I had. Didn't Kansas City pick up Treylon Burks?
Did they?
I think they picked up Burks and you know, I had taken him from, you know, because I saw he was on IR. Mm-hmm. I threw him on my IR because I had no one in my IR slots.
Yeah.
So I threw four guys who I don't know if they'll be decent or not.
Yeah.
But they're free spots, mm-hmm. So you might as well take a chance. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he came off the IR and he was cut. And I had to move him off of IR, yep. And I put someone else on IR. And I saw that he got picked up by someone. And it's practice squad.
Yeah.
But I played him and I played this other guy. And the other guy actually scored a couple points.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm trying to lose.
Tanking for Tua.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just tanking for first, second, yeah. Third, and fourth.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the one team that has the worst point output is now in the bottom four. Mm-hmm. So it automatically ends up the worst scoring team wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't have him doing that. And that's the guy that I beat the week that I should have just let him win. Yeah. So that's all we've got. I am Ozzy.
I'm Austin.
We'll talk to you later.
See you later.